I'm with Brian O'Callaghan at the Hub Space, just into Salford, across the river from the People's History Museum. And Brian, you've got a big event going on this weekend. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
That's right. I'm presenting Scratch and Sniff Cinema and the film My Beautiful Laundrette.
What's the thinking behind bringing Scratch and Sniff into the visual experience of cinema?
It's my third outing for Scratch and Sniff Cinema, and obviously no one owns the concept. Anyone can do anything they like with that. But for me, it's not about returning to the kind of classic Scratch and Sniff films such as John Waters' Polyester. It's actually about revisiting classic British cinema. And it's a proven fact, so I believe, that smell is a powerful trigger for memory and reminiscence. So this blends quite neatly with the idea of taking classic vintage British films and revisiting those.
And you started doing the Scratch and Sniff events in Edinburgh last year, is that right?
That's correct. We did Scratch and Sniff Presents Gregory's Girls, the classic coming-of-age film, so that was a great opportunity to revisit, you know, the classic smells and memories of our school days. So that included such odours as underarm deodorant, as cake mix in the home ec department, and in fact the different love interests in the film had their own signature scent as well, so every time a certain girl would appear on screen, or such as like Claire Grogan, then they had their own smell to go with them.
Can you reveal any of the scents that are going to accompany My Beautiful Laundrette, or is that under wraps until the actual event?
Absolutely, no, not at all. We'll have eight smells that accompany eight key scenes. Some of them are literal smells, so it's a case of kind of looking out for what's taking place in the background. And let me tell you, it's a whole new experience when you approach a film trying to insert smells into a film where that, you know, that's not the original intention. There's loads of opportunities, much more than you might think. So we've got literal smells, so yes, we're going to have, you know, soap bubbles and detergent, that, you know, that has to be there. But we've also got some abstract smells as well. So because this is you know, a film set in the 80s, and it's, you know, there's a very kind of strong storyline about ambition and business, we actually have the smell of newly printed money as well.
Where would you source the smell of newly printed money?
Well, the smells come about through a collaboration with a factory in the States, actually. I mean, there are many factories across the globe, including in the UK, but the cheapest we could find was a factory in the States. It's a free event, you see, so we're not asking anyone to pay for anything at all. Factory, they mix the smells, they print the smells, and they're micro-encapsulated onto cards. So we have these very large A5 cards with these kind of eight circles that people will scratch. So we'll hold up placards that are these key moments in the film with a number, and that's your signal to scratch that number and take a big, deep whiff.
And you've got a special guest coming on Friday, haven't you?
We do. We've got one of the original actors in the film who plays Omar opposite Daniel Day-Lewis. There's two joint leads, Gordon Warnicker. So he's coming for a quite a rare Q&A post-film screening.
And that's just on the Friday night, isn't it?
That's just on the Friday the 16th.
So the event starts 7 p.m.?
7 p.m. on Friday the 16th. There's just a few tickets left now. And we still have some tickets for the matinee performance on Saturday. That's at 2 p.m. Saturday the 17th.
And how do people get tickets?
You can head to the website for Hazard, that's Hazard Manchester, hazardmcr.org. It's taking place as part of the Hazard Festival of Site-Specific Performance. Or just Google Scratch Sniff Laundrette and you're bound to find the ticket page.